Life Audio.
Hi, friends. It's Bonnie Gray. Welcome to a new show for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. I'm so happy that you're here because, as Maya Angelou says, each of us needs to withdraw from cares, which will not withdraw from us. Isn't that so true? A lot of times we want to cast those cares, those burdens to God, and yet it's hard to know how to do it when it seems like we can't shake it. Well, this episode is going to be able to give you a little pocket of rest and give you a pocket of encouragement because we're going to talk about joy. We started talking about it last episode, and this topic is so rich that I just felt I couldn't stop to talk about it. We need more encouragement. We all long for it, and yet it's one of the hardest things to do. Now, in the summer, I think we have a golden opportunity in order to kind of break out of our rut. And that's what we're going to be exploring today, the topic of getting out of a rut. Do you feel stuck in some area of your life that God may be calling and inviting you to make new? I think all of us have it. You know, there's a part of each of us that knows when we're under stress, we just take that big sigh and we just want some relief. And Jesus, as we found out last time in our show's episode, he is continually encouraging us. He's continually inviting us. He says, I've come to tell you of all these things so that you may have joy and you may have it complete. And it was so empowering to look at the word complete. It actually meant kara, which meant continually increasing to the individual capacity. So we're not alone on this journey. So take a deep breath. We're going to have a pocket of rest and encourage each other. Well, I want to invite you, because I've been talking about it for a few of our shows, that we're going to be doing a book club for Sweet Like Jasmine, Finding Identity in a Culture of Loneliness. I love books. And so if you are also a book lover, you love a good story, a memoir, we're going to be stepping through this book. And I have set a date. This week, I finally finished the manuscript for my new book that's coming next year in spring, in April. And I finally get to take a deep breath and had the vacation for July 4th that whole week, and I'm getting re-energized. I'm setting a date, July 18th. So July 18th, that is when it's going to happen. And if you're listening to it now, it's July 18th, isn't it? So this week we're going to be starting. It's never too late to hop on. Maybe you're listening to this podcast later on in the week. No problem. Please hop on. Subscribe to my newsletter. You'll get information on how to sign up for that book club at thebonniegray.com/subscribe, thebonniegray.com/subscribe.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Now, those of you who have been listening in the spring earlier and even the early weeks of summer, you know that I actually got COVID and I was hit with COVID, which, oh my goodness, when things just little stresses come on our path, they're not so unmanageable on their own, right? But when they start to pile up, that's when we start feeling the weariness. Well, the COVID hit me right as I was in the month of my deadline for finishing this book number 4. And one thing that I started doing is watched a lot of YouTube. Do you watch videos on YouTube? Well, I never really spent much time on YouTube. My kids, I have 2 teenagers, 13 and 16, and they like to watch YouTube. I give them some screen time once a day in the afternoon. And they like to watch some of the YouTube, their favorite channels. But I never really hopped on. But when I had COVID, I was just needing something entertaining to pass the time as I was giving chance for my body to get better. I discovered YouTube, and I found that I really enjoyed the format because some of the YouTubers, the content creators, they actually have live stream, and it's just like you can see the community. And I thought, oh my gosh, for us Breathe community, I would love to be able to interact with you because I want to hear about what you're thinking and, you know, the topics that we explore. I want to hear your voice. And so I'm going to start a YouTube channel. I want you to go to youtube.com/TheBonnieGray, youtube.com/TheBonnieGray. And I want you to subscribe and also hit the bell for the notifications. This is all new for me. So I want to just interact with you. This is really important to me. I feel like that's how we grow the most is when we feel like we're supported. And I want to offer you that support for us to be a community. Okay. So that's the big thing. And it's tied to what we're talking about. Like, how do we get out of a rut? Well, one of the things that we all experience is fear. We kind of maybe have ideas that we might be interested in trying out or pursuing that give us joy. What is that? As I'm sharing that, what is that for you? Is there something new that you've been wanting to try? Something new that you want to explore? It doesn't even have to be a big thing. Maybe this week you had planned to go visit somewhere new, or maybe you wanted to call up a friend that you hadn't contacted in a while before. Maybe it's summer and you want to research, hey, where are the swimming pools that are available and what are those hours? And yet, you know, when we get busy, those kind of things end up last on our list. And in fact, those are some of the things I wanted to do. That's why I gave those examples. And I want to hear what are some of those new things for you. So that's why I want to start that YouTube channel and hear from you. We can encourage each other because once you start talking about it, you can get energized by it. Now, we also can help each other. One of the things that we started doing this summer is Josh started driving. Josh is my 16-year-old, and I can't believe it's happening. I feel like it was just yesterday that I remember when I started to learn to drive. Except when I learned to drive, we had driver's ed school in a class in our school. But my son, for their generation now, at least for us here in Silicon Valley, in our city, they have to get driving lessons outside of school. So one of the things, as Josh took his first drive with my husband, I let my husband, Eric, handle these initial driving experiences. But he started kind of hitting the curb as he's making a right turn. And so as he was sharing that after they came back from that first drive, I was telling Josh, hey, you know, don't worry about the curb. If you follow the lane as you're turning right, look at the left lane. If you follow that, your tires will automatically be able to not hit the curb. If you look at the curb, I think you'll hit it. Now, it reminds me of the time we taught Josh when he was 3 years old how to ride a bicycle. And it's the same kind of rule, right, of thumb, a principle, which is when we look at something, that's where our thoughts and our direction is determined. So even though Josh, when he was learning to ride his bike, he didn't want to hit the tree, but he kept looking at the tree, and guess what? He ended up hitting the tree. So we had to encourage him, hey, look at where you want to go. Don't look at what you're afraid of. And I thought, what a wonderful story to inspire and encourage us. I know it inspired me because I've been wanting to start this YouTube channel because our Breathe community has been such a joy for me to share. And as some of you have been commenting in my DMs or on comments, I was like, I want more interaction and to hear more of your ideas. I just want to cheer you on even more. And it helps each of us to share our new things, right? Whatever it is our thoughts are. Well, what is that new thing that God may be drawing you to be sparked about. Well, last week I told you about this new study that I found. It's called the Joy Index, and it has different happiness experts, kind of behavioral scientists. They're experts, and they talked about some of the elements, the different indexes that create joy, that help nurture and cultivate joy. And on the last episode, we talked about the environment. And this week, I just want to talk about some of the ingredients that has to do with well-being. So the second aspect of cultivating joy is when you feel a sense of well-being, when you're at a certain place, you're participating in a certain activity. That sense of well-being is very important. Now, what composes well-being? One of the elements of well-being is a sense of purpose or opportunity. And so that's why when I read that, I said, you know what? It's hard to start new things that bring us joy because we may be in a rut. We may be kind of stuck in certain ways of thinking or maybe just certain ways of doing things, you know, and it's hard. Well, that's what I want to talk about and why I want to share about the driving example that our brain focuses on what we dwell on, what we dwell on. And so it's very normal when something is an issue, we have worries or concerns or things we have to make decisions on. That's normal. Our analytical brain is going to be focused on how to solve them, but we need to help ourselves. We need to help our brains to focus, give that break. We're going to take a break and we're going to do something else. And that's going to release that negative rumination, that worry. And so I wanted to share this verse that has really been inspiring me as I've been thinking about new things that I wanted to start as I was, you know, emerging out of my COVID brain fog and in recovery. And it comes to us from Philippians 3:1. It says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and I will say again, rejoice." Now, we often look at that, but we forget that the context of it, when the Apostle Paul is talking about this in Philippians 3:1, he actually was just saying that at the beginning of what he was really about to say. He's going to explain how can we rejoice in the Lord. And the word rejoice means renewing. So maybe think of it as renewing your joy. Sometimes it's often taught, rejoice in the Lord always, meaning, hey, even if you're sad, stop being sad, just rejoice. That is not what Paul's saying. He's saying we want to renew our joy in the Lord in whatever circumstance we find ourselves in. And especially for stress, or we're going through a really hard, sad time, maybe of grieving. You know, what joy looks like during that time sometimes might even be the hope of knowing we have joy in the future. That might help get us through a difficult time. But I want to talk about what Apostle Paul says in Philippians 3:8. After he is encouraging us, this is not a command. Often this is taught incorrectly. You know, Apostle Paul's commanding us to rejoice always, no matter what. No, he's encouraging us. He's just giving us the direction we want to head in. Remember about that driving or the biking lessons, the principle? We just want to head in the direction of joy. It's kind of like, have you ever been in a creek or walked across the creek? Maybe if you were a little girl, or maybe even recently. I still love doing it. If I come across a creek, even if I don't walk across it, I'll just take off my shoes and take a moment and, you know, dip my toes there. And it's just putting yourself in the flow, in the direction of where you may be able to help your heart and your mind kind of disconnect from the worry and be able to experience what is joy in that moment. And so in 3:8, I love this. This is what Apostle Paul says, right? He says, "Furthermore, my brothers and sisters, it is no trouble for me to write you these same things again to safeguard you, safeguard your heart." And in 3:8, he says, "More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things." Okay, focus on the word. knowing Jesus. You know, there's a song, I love it. It's a song, it's kind of an older song. It says, knowing Jesus, knowing you, there is no greater thing. The word knowing, if you were to double click on that word, is gnosis. And that knowing is firsthand personal experience. And it conveys connecting theory to application. It's application knowledge gained by a direct relationship. So a simple way to put it is that this is experiential knowledge. It's a personal experience. It's so beautiful. It's just like helps us understand more when Jesus said, I want you to experience joy to the fullest. We learned that last episode. It meant personally, personal joy. And now we see that knowing Jesus that helps us be put in the direction of joy is when we can personally experience the things God has for each of us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So what is it, my friend, that would help you better experience joy with God? What opportunity do you feel you would give yourself? You know, here during the summer when the kids are off from school, I'm constantly, as the mom, trying to think of things to help them feel like stimulated and things that they can do. And it's so interesting because a lot of times they have no idea. If I were to ask them, they say, I don't know. But if I actually get some ideas going for them, they'll just start doing them. In fact, Caleb, my younger son, he likes working with his hands. And I just looked online kind of seeing, you know, what are some of the things that kids like to work with their hands. And there was some polymer clay. I just ordered it. And I just said, hey, why don't you try to make something out of it? I'm not an artist. I have no idea what to make out of it. But he took right to it. I said, just make one thing. If it, you know, see what happens. What I'm trying to say is that we need to give ourselves opportunity to just do some things that you feel might give you joy. And as you're doing it, just like dipping your feet in that water, you're going to experience it. So today's soul care is about novelty. It's about how you're able to have new experiences that will help stimulate your mind to be open to joy. The benefits of novelty, brain science shows us that when you try something new, you're flooding your brain with dopamine and serotonin. These are all the happy hormones. And so it gives your brain the ability to make new connections that will then open you to experiencing more of the positive emotions. So I just wanted to ask you, what is it that you can do that will help you to experience some newness in your day? Research shows that even if you change scenery, driving to a different place to walk, maybe going to see different things, there was researchers who tracked 132 people, and they asked them to just move to a different location during the day or during the week, and then to note what their mood and emotional state with. And the results are, is that people who visited more locations throughout the day or during the week they had more positive feelings, such as happy, excited, relaxed, or attentive. Well, how is it that you experience newness this summer and this week? What are some of your ideas? Can I pray for us? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much. This is such a rich topic, and you know that it's complex, but yet you continually call us to joy and peace. You continually call us and point us in the direction, just like a creek that flows. You want us to stop and dip our toes in the water. And each day you want us to have a taste of the living water yourself. Give us that courage and just that courage to stop and pause, even something so simple. And thank you for giving us each other that we can have a place where we can share our experiences and our stories. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, next time we're going to be talking about how to overcome regret, because that's one thing that can keep us from, you know, creating those new experiences. Perhaps we've had experiences in the past that we've, you know, have caused us to have this feeling of regret. So we're going to talk about that next time. So remember to share about this podcast with your friends. Let's just bring more people to encourage each other. Remember to sign up for my newsletter, thebonniegray.com/subscribe. And I love to be able to see you in the book club for Sweet Like Jasmine. And go to YouTube and go to The Bonnie Gray, youtube.com/TheBonnieGray, and hit subscribe and ring the bell. And we'll learn together. We'll share what are the new things that is going on in your life. And as I see your comments, I'll be able to kind of come up with even topics that are relevant to you, will encourage and help you. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest. See you next time.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase in 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Jesus wants our fears to launch us toward faith. Then he grins and says, "Do you trust me? Because together we can do this." With Mornings with Jesus, you can start your day in a positive way. Find hope through inspirational stories and scripture. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Mornings with Jesus. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.